Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
Well, thank you, Marusa. I'm Christy Lesperance, and my co-hosts this week are young listeners from far and wide. Many are from this past summer's Interlochen Arts Discovery Day Camp. Since it's the week of Halloween, decorations and costumes will be challenging us to face our fears. And we're going to do that with music, taking a close look at things that are spooky and creepy and go bump in the night. We're calling this week Fearfully Composed.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
We're starting this week off with something that a lot of people are afraid of, even though it's supposed to be funny.
Pennywise? Creepy clowns?
Well, when I went trick-or-treating one time, when I was about 4 or 5, someone was dressed up as a clown and scared me on Halloween, and I was really scared of them. I'm not scared of them anymore.
Turns out that these comedic characters actually give a lot of you the creeps. The term for fear of clowns is coulrophobia.
Why are people afraid of clowns?
A study in Scientific America showed that a lot of people fear clowns because their makeup and costumes make them look like they're not really human. Plus, people are uncomfortable because clowns tend to have really unpredictable behavior, and all that makeup makes it hard to tell what emotions they're showing, even if it's supposed to be silly or funny. It doesn't help also that clowns have been used as villains in horror movies. Well, since clowns aren't real, they're just people in costumes, maybe it helps to imagine your clown as the person they really are, without makeup, without a wig, just doing something normal, like buying cereal at the grocery store. What kind of cereal do you think he would buy?
You know, I like Honey Bunches of Oats.
So do I. Well, before clowns were added to scary movies, their sole purpose was to make people laugh. In fact, clown was synonymous with comedian, and these comedian clowns were viewed from farther away on stage or in a circus ring, so all that makeup would help you to see a funny expression that otherwise you couldn't make out from a distance. The makeup didn't hide expression, it helped you see expression from far away. So imagine a bunch of clowns running around on stage, slipping and falling, throwing pies, and riding unicycles, while this sample of Dmitri Kabalevsky's Comedian's Gallop plays. Well, that was really a lot of clowning around. And if clowns still make you uncomfortable, imagine that same clown, face washed, dressed in jeans and a Detroit Lions sweatshirt, picking out a box of Honey Bunches of Oats at the grocery store. Well, today we talked about clowns, and tomorrow we'll face our fears about scary houses.
But first, it's time to test your ears. Each week we have a mystery melody that we have to figure it out. It relates to our topic. We'll make the melody less mysterious each day. If you recognize it, text it in. And we'll give you a shout out on Friday. I'll give you the text number after today's sample. Here it is. If you know the mystery melody, text your name and title to 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to see follow-up messages. Good luck!
Well, thank you, Marusa. Thanks to Marusa, Arthur, Caroline, Sophia, and Winston for lending their voices to Clown Day during Fearfully Composed Week of Intermezzo. Well, that's it for today. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Join me tomorrow for more music and ideas about fears and how to face them with music. See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, Intermezzo airs weekday mornings at 7:30 on Classical IPR. You can hear today's episode again and access some bonus content at intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream the podcast. Just follow Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Well, these clowns don't scare us anymore. As long as they're unarmed and not peeking out of a sewer anyway, I'm fine with clowns. Especially if I'm armed with some really good music that tests my fortitude. Here's the entire Gallop from The Comedians by Dmitri Kabalevsky. Eugene Ormandy leading the Philadelphia Orchestra.